Well, tomorrow, President Obama makes a big foreign policy address to the country. Today, he meets at the White House with leaders of Congress to take up the terrorist group ISIS, or ISIL. This morning, House Speaker John Boehner said he's waiting to hear a plan.
When I hear what the president has to say today, we'll make decisions about how we go forward. But until we know what the strategy is, we don't know what's going to be involved.
Leaked reports outline a plan that could take up to 3 years and rely heavily on airstrikes, with the president repeatedly saying there will be no combat forces, no boots on the ground. But still, news organizations like Politico and The Hill are saying that 2 months ahead of a tough midterm election, some congressional leaders want to avoid any vote authorizing any kind of military action. President Obama has also pushed off further action on immigration reform until after November. So how is all this sitting with a leading conservative voice in Congress? Let's check in with Idaho Congressman Raul Labrador. Congressman, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Well, let's check in first on the talk of airstrikes. Some fellow Republicans like Lindsey Graham say the president isn't doing enough when it comes to ISIS or ISIL. But you voted no a year ago when the president called for the use of airstrikes in Syria. Was that a mistake on your part?
No, absolutely not. In fact, we don't know exactly who these people are in Syria. We clearly know that the acts committed by ISIS are abhorrent and should be condemned by all people in the United States. But we need to have a clear vision and a clear strategy of what we're going to be doing in that area. And I think that's what the president needs to lay out for the American people.
So I just wanted to be clear. You don't agree with some of your fellow Republicans who say the president didn't do enough?
No, I do not. I think that we need to start looking at what we need to do at this time. But it's been interesting to watch the same people who were standing with ISIS just a few months ago or a few years ago are now saying that we should have destroyed them before. And I think that's the problem with this region, is that it's very difficult to tell who our friends are and who our enemies are.
And just to underscore that, ISIL was, of course, fighting the regime in Syria. So there were some who thought the enemy of our enemy should be our friend. But now we've seen this vicious group grow in both Iraq and Syria. What do you think now about what we're hearing? I mean, I hear you say you want to caution and wait for the president to actually speak. But we are seeing already expanded airstrikes in Iraq from the north to the west. And leaked reports about the president's plan say that these airstrikes will ultimately, it might take 3 years, but will ultimately reach into Syria. Your thoughts?
Well, I think if he's going to go beyond the initial strikes, he needs to come to Congress. And some of my friends here in Congress disagree with me, but I think he needs to come to Congress. He needs to get approval from us. He needs to get authorization. I think that's what the Constitution requires. And we need to have a robust debate about what we're going to be doing in that region.
But this is a Congress that has not been able to agree on anything. Is there time with a group like ISIS? We see these horrendous videos. We know that they represent dozens of beheadings of civilians in Syria and some in Iraq, just viciousness. Is there time for this Congress in particular to agree on a vote?
You know, if there's no time for this, then we're really not doing our job. If we need to stay here a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks extra to have this debate, I think we should have the debate. I think we should hear what the mission is that the president wants to engage in. But anything that goes beyond the initial airstrikes, I think, is something that needs to be approved by Congress.
Yeah. What do you think of calls from fellow Republicans like Senator Lindsey Graham to do more, to have special forces and some boots on the ground?
You know, if they're really a threat, because that's the question we need to ask ourselves, is are they a threat to the United States? If they're really a direct threat to the United States, then we should have no limitations on what we're going to do in the region. And that's what I'm finding a little bit disturbing, is that some people are saying that, yeah, we can do it, but we shouldn't do X or we shouldn't do Y. We should never tell our enemy what we're going to do and what we're not going to do. So if they're truly a direct threat to the United States, which they appear to be, and we need to start taking this very seriously, then I don't think there should be any limitations. So we need to figure out what exactly we need to do in this area. We need to have a mission that is well-defined. We need to have an exit strategy, and I think it would be a shame if we just decide to let the president make all these decisions.
Speaking of which, just a couple minutes on immigration. Last week we spoke with fellow Congressman Luis Gutierrez of Illinois. He is one of many voices urging the president to take executive action on immigration reform because Congress hasn't been able to vote on it. He said it was a matter of justice and fairness. he thought the president would. Now we're hearing the president delaying executive action, he said, because of the surge of children over the summer. He said it sort of poisoned the atmosphere to talk about this. He wanted that moment to pass and have more time to talk to the American people. Others think this was a cynical political move to move this controversial vote past the midterm elections. Your thoughts on whether or not the president should take unilateral action and the fact that he has delayed that?
Well, I think he did the right thing in delaying. I think it's unfortunate that he says he's going to do it after the elections. But with this president, immigration has always been about politics.
It sounds like you're saying that you think the president talks immigration but then doesn't act on it.
Yeah, because this is all about votes for him. This is not about doing the right policy. His people called the Democrats who were working with us in the House and said, do not agree to anything that Congressman Labrador and other conservatives want, because what we want is the only vehicle for immigration we want is a Senate bill.
Well, so you say the president is only acting politically, but others would say that this is a Congress that has refused to come together on immigration. I mean, within your own party, you're calling for a flexible guest worker program and a way to normalize the status of undocumented immigrants who've been here for years. But immigration hardliners in your own party, Congressman Steve King of Iowa, are absolutely against that. Isn't it true that this is an intractable issue and it's difficult for a president to act except with executive action?
Hey, he shouldn't be acting with executive action. He doesn't have the constitutional authority to do that, and it would be really unfortunate if he did that, because he would make an intractable issue a poisonous issue. And I think the president needs to stop playing games with this.
Well, Congressman, I mean, you've made it clear you think the president plays politics with immigration, but some would say it was the least advantageous thing he could have done to put this off, because it so upset the Hispanic base of the Democratic Party.
That's ridiculous. I think it was the most advantageous thing to his party, because he knew he was going to get shellacked here. And I don't think there's any disadvantage to his decision. In fact, it just shows once again the political cravenness of this administration.
Well, that's Republican Congressman Raul Labrador of Idaho weighing in on two prongs of the Obama administration today, the plan to take on ISIS and the plan not to take up immigration reform. Congressman, thank you.
Thank you very much.
And again, President Obama meeting today with members of Congress on the issue of ISIS. He'll speak to the country tomorrow. So your thoughts on the congressman's point that if ISIS is that dangerous, why stop at just considering airstrikes? Love to hear from you at hereandnow.org. You're listening to Here and Now.